There's definitely power in terms of recognizing that the word itself or divine truth is the Lord's human. It's his, you know, it's how he is present with us. And the new church is founded on the opening of the word, or the opening of the idea that the Lord is the word, that right down to the very letter. So there's some really interesting teaching in here, I thought, about what flesh and blood is. There's a whole section there, right? And it isn't material. There's no way you can come out of reading what it says here about flesh and blood and think of it in terms of being, you know, the physical body that's being spoken about. It's not. It's talking about the proprium, either the divine proprium of the Lord or the human proprium. And that is our sense of what is our own. And those things are mental things. You know, our sense of ourself is a mental construct, not a physical one. So where it talks about the Lord's flesh and bones, we're talking about good and truth at the sensual level, you know, through which he can be accessed. So it sort of changed a whole lot of those. The idea, you know, a spirit doesn't have flesh and bones as you see me have. There's that statement from the sacred scripture. And most people would relate to that as actual physical flesh and blood, right? Flesh and bone. But it's not. You know, it's not, the Lord is not talking about anything at the physical level of life. It's all about our spirit and what belongs to the spiritual level of life. That's what he's interested in communicating to us. So it helps to keep that sort of thing in mind when we're reading.